Get your ass in the trunk.
Matt Sydal, former WWE superstar Evan Bourne, has been caught in Japan with 2 grams of liquid cannabis, and he's already been convicted, and he's just got to be sentenced. And he was performing for the New Japan Pro Wrestling when he got caught, and the Japanese prisons aren't exactly the best place to get caught with marijuana or any illegal drug. And what is the illegal drug that it's, John, what did you tell me that the illegal drug is? It's kind of like
the sudafedrin, anything Sudafed, anything. I got Vicks inhalers.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you have a fucking prescription from your doctor.
Yeah.
A lot of over the counter stuff will get you thrown under the prison in fucking Japan.
Yeah.
Under the prison.
No, that's true. Yeah. So don't bring that shit to Japan. So he got caught with two milligrams or grams. I can't remember.
2.12 grams.
And now he's staring down a 5 to 7 year prison sentence in Japan. And for the people that don't know about Japan prisons, we are here to tell you about it. Basically, Japan is really a no-nonsense prison when it comes to smuggling in drugs, how they look at it.
It's just a no-nonsense prison altogether. They will cite their not being overpopulated prisons because of how harsh they are. But it can be as simple as when you are given your food, do not look up. You must look down. If you look up, you will look down.
Yeah. I know they make you face the front of the cell and you'll just be sitting there all day. You're not going to get up. Some people have to sit, you know, literally on their prison beds or, you know, their chairs. And they said that prisoners end up, when they finally get to bathe once a week or maybe twice a week, that the prisoners' asses are bruised from having to sit there all week, all day, whatnot.
And it's a really a no-nonsense culture as far as like the capital punishment. They have 2 to 3 hangings a year. The families of the executed are not told about the execution until after they're over. They're called and said, hey, you can come pick up your family member's body because he got hung.
Yeah. Mainly the thing is they really have a strict, you can't exercise unless they tell you to. I think it's like 2 15-minute sessions a week. And then in the winter, it ends up being like 3 15-minute sessions. And obviously if you get caught exercising.
Birth control pills were illegal in Japan until 1999.
Birth control was illegal till 99.
Birth control pills. The doctors and the physicians and stuff in Japan finally created such an outrage. They finally relented and let them have birth control pills.
Wow. So
if you homebrew anything that's more than 1% alcohol, it's a $5,000 American fine and up to 5 years in prison.
Bye-bye, Mike's apple pie.
Mike's apple pie.
1%?
1% alcohol.
Wow. So if they catch you exercising on a time that you're not supposed to be exercising, guess what? You get beaten. Beaten.
You can't even make mouthwash.
No. If you, let's say you're going to the factory in Japan, because they said their prisons are the quietest prisons, period, because you can't make a sound. If you're not marching correctly to your factory job in Japan, which they said a factory job is something you want, just to stop sitting in, you know, Indian style looking towards your cell. If you're not marching in the correct order, guess what? You get beaten in Japan. And, you know, for a former guy, the former star of the pro wrestling world to be facing this is just crazy for him. He shouldn't have made this mistake.
Well, you remember, like Aaron was talking about earlier when he was here, you know, John Lennon almost went to, Paul McCartney almost went to jail for having just a little teeny bit of pot going through their airports.
Right.
But the Japanese have a lot of really weird laws. I was reading here about it. If a man asks a woman to go on a date, she cannot refuse.
And
well, you know, in some of these Asian countries,
that should cross over to us.
Well, yeah, we got you. Hey, here you go. In some of these Asian countries,
hey Darby,
they will have a guy kidnap. Hey, they'll kidnap a female, take her back, rape her, and then her family will show up and ask her, beg her, please go ahead and marry him because you're already tainted. So you get kidnapped, you get raped, and then your family begs you to marry him because you're tainted.
So when do we move to Japan?
The nationality law says that a child born out of wedlock to a non-Japanese mother is only recognized as a citizen if the father admits paternity prior to the child's birth or marries the mother before the child turns 20, or else it's not a Japanese citizen.
I'm all for that, too.
If a mother were to divorce her husband and have a child within 6 months of the divorce, the baby is legally the child of her ex-husband.
Within 6 months?
Within 6 months.
Wow.
So if she's having an affair and gets pregnant and the husband and them have a divorce and she has this baby, it's his baby. Whether she can't get married within 6 months of the divorce. It's illegal.
In what world does the guy want that kid? Japan.
He doesn't. Unless he wants to torture the woman.
Pixelated porn, here we come.
There's a bunch of women are legally obliged to wear bras in buildings with air conditioning because men get too aroused looking at hard nipples.
That's rule. Japan.
That's Japan. And if an older brother asks
Let's stop right there. What is too aroused? What are these dudes doing? Like, are they in their khakis trying to, like, code the next Nintendo game?
I've never seen one that couldn't beat off and keep their pants on.
Right. Like, when it gets to 3 inches, are they cutting that off?
That's a BCC. Big Chinese cop.
Yeah, right. BJC.
My bad. Asian faux pas. If an older brother asks to marry your girlfriend, by law and honor, you and your girlfriend must agree.
God.
I'm glad my brother.
There must be a lot of confusion in high school.
You know shit. That's why you only date ugly chicks if you have another
date. There are no ugly chicks in Japan. I love you guys.
There are a lot of hot chicks in Japan.
Yeah. Well, what do they all do? Look the
same.
No, but seriously, Japan has some crazy laws, and the prisons are no different. You get hung randomly.
Low crime.
No, it is low crime. And
hey, there's virtually zero prison.
Oh, prison rape?
Prison rape, yeah, virtually zero.
Okay.
I mean, so I'm out, not committing any crimes in Japan.
If you can't have rape.
Yeah, if I can't get raped in prison, I am not committing a crime.
There's no point.
And they all know martial arts.
Well, that's the problem, too. You go to rape this dude, and he fucking karate kicks your head off.
110 pounds, knocking your 400-pound ass out.
Ryu.
You're like, hey, Takanori Gomi, I'm going to rape you. Oh, God damn it.
Again? Is that Mayhem Miller?
Yeah. I was trying.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
It's not supposed to be. It's like Arizona, like the sheriff in Arizona that serves the inmates the green bologna and stuff. Prison is not supposed to be a fun place. It's supposed to be a place you don't want to go.
Yeah. They're trying to indict him right now.
Trying to, but like Hillary, he's not indicted yet.
Right, but he wants to say everybody else doesn't follow the law, but yet he feels like he doesn't have to follow the law.
He thinks that the person who's trying to tell him to stop doing that is not following the law. The judge that's ordering him to discontinue this thing doesn't have the authority to tell him to stop what he's doing. That's what he's arguing.
All right, Japan.
All right, back to Japan.
No, I mean, like, so the Japanese thing.
The thing that cracks me, reason I couldn't go to Japan is those little hotels that are just like a coffin with a TV in it.
That's their homes.
No, they got these hotels, and it's like $65 a night for a place to sleep.
Yeah.
And you got to crawl on them, and literally, they are not as big as this Craftsman tool shed over here. I couldn't get my fat ass in one. I better be on the ground floor.
This section of my cesspool is brought to you by Craftsman Tools.
Cesspool beer review on YouTube. No, but Japan is just a different, you know, it's not a big island, but they have a lot of people, and they're xenophobic. When you go over there, they are still big time xenophobes. When you go over there, a lot of the older school Japanese do not want to see tourists, let alone Americans, over there.
Well, you know, a lot of what it is like a guy like John, being a big boy that he is, they would like him. You know, most of the Asian culture, they believe the bigger you are, the more successful you are. Yeah,
dude, John could be a Yokozuna. He could be white Bob Sapp. But he he doesn't
want to exercise.
he refuses the exercise. Gary Baker, what do you think about Japan?
I'm fond of the Gold Zero movies. And Pacific Rim, that was good too, with the guy James.
So basically we can all kind of agree that Matt Seidel kind of screwed the he did. He screwed
the wrong bed to shit in.
Yeah. If you're going to Japan, guess what? Just don't take your weed with you. I'm sure they have weed there.
Where did you fly in from? I'm sure you could smoke it there.
Oh, I'm sure he flew in from California love. Fuck you, Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber. Smoke it there out of his butt chin.
I just want everybody to have a little mental picture. Think of Papa John over here in a gi. Is that what? No, is that? Don't know what they. What in sumo wrestling? What's that thing they wear? I think that we'd all like to see Papa John in the mawashi. That loincloth thing, I think that they tighten it up your ass so it pisses you off or something.
That's a rikishi.
Well, the rikishi, yeah, that's the, yes. So you would be the rikishi, it would be the mawashi, and it would be the loincloth that is irritating your rear end that would piss you off.
It is also called the fundoshi, is the traditional Japanese undergarment.
Yes, the
and yes, I'm wearing one now. It just started out as a pair of Fruit of the Looms.
My cesspool open forum. We all pick a story and we discuss it. Matt, what do you got?
I'm going to discuss a little bit of the states that are voting on marijuana legalization here, November 8th.
Okay. What is there any states like around us?
Well, there is Arkansas. They're trying to do medical.
Okay.
But I think this is talking kind of about like California. They're probably going to do it for recreational. That'll pretty much get the entire western side of the United States with legalization. Nevada is also going to be in there. Maine, Arizona, Massachusetts, which is going to be huge because if they do it in Boston, it's a short train ride from New York to Boston. That's probably going to bring in quite a bit of revenue.
Yeah.
Florida is looking at medical marijuana.
Oh, well, almost guaranteed. Me and John ran into some Orlando Dart Mafia guys. That'll probably be
Arkansas, like I said, Montana, North Dakota. These are all, you know, lots of different states. If and when it happens, it's probably going to be.
So it's about 10, what did you say? Like a dozen different states going
was,
for this?
I don't know the exact number, but it was a few.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when it happens, it'll be what, a quarter of the United States now that'll have some sort of legalization for marijuana. I think it's where we're at in this country is most people understand that it is not any more harmful than alcohol. But you have like Massachusetts, for instance. The biggest opponents to this is the alcohol industry. I believe that lots of the distributors of alcohol in Massachusetts have put together most of the ads going against this, trying to say, do you want your kids smoking marijuana and passing you on the road? It's kind of funny that the alcohol people are the ones doing this.
Yeah, the all the ads against medical marijuana or, you know,
or marijuana
recreational, that's it's yeah, it's alcohol ads funding against it. So that, you know, and can't blame them there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to cut into their profits, but I mean, it's, you know, it's the, basically, I mean, I see this as the writing on the wall of the end of the prohibition era against marijuana.
Yeah, when is Missouri and Kansas, kind of our home states, going to look into it? I mean, we're...
I'd say 49th and 50th.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
You think it's that bad?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that... what I believe is...
We don't want to raise Medicaid, so we're not going to... You know.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know Kansas, they actually set up... You know, they actually tried to sue Colorado. And so did Nebraska, because they say that it's rise in drug trafficking through their states. So they actually set up enforcements, you know, just inside of their states, and they're trying to catch people going in, buying, and then coming back, you know, to their state or through their state, you know, which I think is also, you know, a thing that says if people are traveling to their state to get it and then, you know, coming back through, there's a want for it. I don't understand why. I mean, we have a lot of people in prisons right now. It is absolutely the cause of the overpopulation of our prisons. I don't care. Grow it in your own house. Who cares if you grow it in your own house? You're allowed to brew beer in your own home. Why can't you do this? Well, in the state of Missouri, you are allowed to brew beer in your own home. Why can't you just go ahead and grow a plant or two? It's natural. It's not going to hurt anybody.
You can brew beer in your house. You can't sell it. If you sell it, you have to have a liquor license. And you have to be approved by the state to get a liquor license. That's how they control liquor. That's how they control topless dancing. They won't give you a liquor license if you don't wear pasties. That's why juice bars cropped up, because they didn't have to have liquor licenses. So fuck you. You can see my pussy. You can see my nipples. You can see whatever the fuck you want. I'll touch you. You touch me, because the government can't control me with my liquor license.
Well, I didn't say anything about selling it. You can grow it for your own personal use. There's no problem with that. Because the man's not getting his cut of it, now it's illegal. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why it's, I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's illegal. The other reason why it's illegal is because you have the prison industrial complex that's also funding the, making this illegal, because they want to put people in business, because, or they want to keep prisons in business because that's all part of making money. You know, as long as the government can make money, that's all they care about. Once they figure out a way that they can make their money, they're going to make this legal and it's going to be perfectly fine for everyone and everybody's going to be happy and we're going to live in a much better world and we're not going to be imprisoning people for nonviolent crimes.
Well, I hope the forum is, I'm discussing, because I'm a geek, the new Doctor Strange movie that's coming out next week. It already opened overseas at $86 million offshore opening, which was 49% ahead of Ant-Man, 37% of Guardians of the Galaxy, and way ahead of the projections they had for this movie. It's, Doctor Strange is a much different Marvel movie than we've had from the other ones. It opens up all of the worlds to the world of magic, dimensions that they haven't really dealt much in, except a little bit in Thor. They talked about the other realms of magic, but this is going to be a big movie and it's going to be an awesome movie.
Anyone notable in it?
Oh, it's got Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Doctor Strange. Tilda Swinton is playing the Ancient One, the one that teaches him how to use magic. She's playing a little Oriental man, Tilda Swinton.
So no African-Americans are in this movie?
Yes, there is an African-American. There is a black dude, and I don't remember his name, though.
What, is he just laying pipe all through the movie? See, this is the stuff
on
that...
accident.
All right, so what's the movie called?
Doctor Strange. It opens November 4th. I'm going to do a movie review on it next time.
All right.
Have you ever seen Doctor Strange on Weed Man?
All right. I don't know who's getting Ric Flair chopped, but one of the new HBO sensation, this is my story, is Westworld, based off the movie, and it's about a show that people come to pay to be a part of this Western civilization, and these robots are, the AI intelligence of these robots are starting to question it. And some are rebelling. It's a very good show. Very well done. It's literally out of just HBO has gold. They keep producing gold. Yeah, so, okay, so to end our roundtable, Badger has a story.
Last story of the night. So, I'm sure all you social justice warriors have been following the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Wounded Knee, baby.
This crazy story that's been going on up in North Dakota.
Yep.
Apparently, the parent company is Energy Transfer Partners, which is an oil company out of Texas, and they're trying to build a pipeline that goes from North Dakota over to Illinois to transfer a lot of oil that's coming out of the Dakotas, which...
From fracking?
What's that?
From fracking?
It could be from fracking. I'm not entirely sure. I just know that there's... We've found huge reserves up there that they say rival some stuff in Saudi Arabia.
Well, we found a new way to process the oil that's under the ground.
Yeah. Well, fracking has pretty much lowered our gasoline costs.
Yeah.
But
it's $1.95 when I drove in over today.
But what's been going on up in North Dakota is a lot of that. But I guess there's been some environmental groups and some Indian tribes that have stepped up.
Native Americans.
Is Indian tribes not accurate?
No, I believe they're Native Americans.
Am I not PC enough for you?
No, you're okay. Not.
I'm sorry. These Indian tribes and the environmental fucks.
We're on Native American tribal land, and they're just buzzing.
Is
this pipeline.
Just factual though.
No, they're buzzing right through the land that the government gave to them, and now they're trying to use eminent domain.
I don't think that's not factual, because what I've heard is they're a mile north.
No. They're okay. And then they're going across
the Native American land.
They're going across the waterways, which our Missouri River is one of the waterways that they are crossing twice. And so if we have a leak, I know it doesn't even come through Missouri, but it goes across the river two times.
It goes through Missouri.
Okay. Then whatever. It's going across the Missouri River two times. So if there's a break in that, it's going to fill up the Missouri River with oil. But to get back to what I was saying
that
before.
Sounds like a little bit of hyperbole.
No, it's a fact. If it breaks in the river.
It's going to fill up the river with oil.
It's going to taint.
Yeah, it'll taint the water. But what I'm trying to say here is that the pipeline is trying to use eminent domain to go across the Native Americans' land that the government gave them.
They're not going through Native American land.
No, they absolutely are. That's why they're protesting it. And they're using eminent domain.
A mile north. Where they're at is a mile north of Indian land.
Their protests, a lot of their protests have to do with, in case of a deal, you're going to fuck up their water base.
Yeah, I understand the argument, but they're basing on halting up this. All we have so many natural gas and so many oil pipelines that crisscross all over the U.S. Every day they are running.
Yep, and there are disasters
and
all the time.
How many major issues do we have? How many major catastrophes?
There are plenty of major disasters.
Yeah?
Plenty.
Name one.
I can name you one that the Koch brothers own. It was a pipeline that carried gas, and it
in
was 1932? Swiss cheese. No. No, it's current, and it blew up, and the father tried to sue the Koch brothers, and they asked for $100 million, and it was such a bad deal that they ended up giving the family $282 million because it was such a bad deal, and the Koch brothers were just shoving gas through this thing that was Swiss cheese because it was all in the name of making a few million dollars, and it cost them...
When was this?
I don't know. I can get on here and look and see. I'll let you know. Daniel Smalley, 1996. It was a pipeline running from Oklahoma to Texas, and it was sending butane. The company knew that the pipeline was Swiss cheese, and they decided to go ahead and send it down anyway. The kids were going to a neighbor's house because they smelt gas, and they were going to call somebody. And when they got in their vehicle, the vehicle stalled because the air was so full of butane that it stalled out the vehicle. They went to start the vehicle, and when they started the vehicle, it exploded. A complete fireball.
I'm sorry.
And the father ended up suing the Koch brothers because the Koch brothers knew that the pipeline was Swiss cheese. The father asked for $100 million from a jury, and the jury said, you know what? $100 million isn't enough. Here's $298 million because they were so incompetent and they were trying to make $7 million. So they gave them $298 million because of this. So there are absolutely problems going on with pipelines. So it does happen. It will happen.
How many thousands of miles of pipeline do we have owned by so many different companies? And you can only pull up one example.
Well, I only pulled up that one.
Sure, you can.
I only pulled up that one example because you asked me to cite the one that I was talking about, and I did. It's these guys that own these big pipelines and stuff that own the media. It's those guys who are paying off our government to keep their mouths shut about it. These are the guys that are paying our government to get reelected. The Koch brothers are giving millions, if not billions of dollars.
Liberal philanthropists are doing the exact same thing.
Absolutely. But I'd like to think that the liberals are probably trying to do this in more of a positive direction instead of trying to kill the environment in the name of making a few million dollars.
The Koch brothers are just trying to kill the environment.
Yes.
More hyperbole.
Absolutely.
More hyperbole. Yes.
100%. The Koch brothers are doing everything they can. They don't care about your life. They don't care about my life. They don't care about any of our lives. They don't care about our planet. They don't care about our waterways. They want to make more money, and they won't stop making money until all the money is theirs.
I severely disagree.
And I would like you to I would like you to cite something that says that they're not trying to make every dime they can make.
Listen, that is the nature of a business, is to go and make money.
Not to make all the money. They don't care about people.
So there's you quote me a source that shows me they're trying to make all the money.
Because if
you can't, then that is completely hyperbole.
I can guarantee you that we can sit here and cite 20 different instances. 20 different instances of where the Koch brothers have done things that they knew were wrong and they continue to do it anyway. They are some of the dirtiest people. Honest to God, they are really some of the dirtiest people. They have former FBI agents that if you're a whistleblower against their company, they have former FBI and CIA agents that will follow you around, dig through your trash, and come up with dirt on you to try to smear you. But that's just the type of people they are. And
our current administration does that against whistleblowers now too.
Yes. And that is a problem also. That shouldn't be, but we're not talking about our administration. We're talking about the Koch brothers, Koch industry, and the type of people that they are
talking about the Koch
brothers. Well, you were talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline,
which has nothing to do with the Koch
brothers. Oh, absolutely. They were on pipelines also. They've actually gotten somewhat out of the business. Because, well, they're not out of the business. They're still in it. But they've diversified because that's where their original money came from. Their father actually did the oil refineries. And, you know, we can go into how he made his money by helping out Nazi Germany, also helping out the Russians when he was not really supposed to because we had embargoes against them. But he continued to do it. Yeah, they want to eliminate the government. They think that the best thing for them, for business, for industry in America is to not have a government at all. They're part of the no, they are. That is the truth. That is true. No, that is not. No.
This is the government doesn't have any place in their business.
Well, because they think that the EPA is causing them to not make as much money as they want to make. They want to get the EPA out.
The government is using the EPA to try to limit how much money they believe because the government right now is being run by a bunch of people who are on the wrong side of the aisle from them.
From my understanding of the story is that the pipeline, the lawyers associated with the pipeline and the project actually went to the Standing Rock Sioux tribe, the Sioux Indians, and they tried to sit down with them at least, I think it was 3 to 4 times over a 2-year period. Well, and they refused them every single time.
Well, absolutely. They're saying, you can't buy us. And that's what those attorneys are sitting down doing. They're trying to negotiate a deal to buy them. Say, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you a few jobs. We're going to let you work for us for a little bit and do this and that. That's what they're trying to do.
According to inside sources, they're sitting down negotiating with them. According to inside sources, they said lawyers tried to sit down to talk over concerns because, honestly, this isn't going over Indian land. They've stated this several times. This is not going over Standing Rock land.
The investment.
This is a mile north of their land.
The Access Pipeline, besides being a $3.7 billion investment, will create 8,000 to 12,000 jobs in that neighborhood. That's a lot. And in North Dakota, what's the population in North Dakota?
748,000.
A third of Kansas. 12,000 jobs is a lot of jobs.
Well, the Standing Rock Sioux say that it will destroy their burial sites, prayer sites, and cultural significant artifacts. So, again, they're going through their stuff.
I know,
is they're saying Native American lives don't matter.
No. The point that I'm trying to make is they have all the permitting.
But hang on.
Okay, I know.
Eminent domain. What is eminent domain?
They are getting easements off of private property. They're taking a little sliver of private property they've
using the law of eminent domain.
Several hundred.
Eminent domain is not set up for public companies. Eminent domain is for the government to use. And they're trying to use the laws of eminent domain, which is for the government. That is not for private companies to profit from.
My understanding is they have sat down with several hundred private landowners, and I'm not sure if it's every single one of them or if it's like the vast, vast majority, like well over 95% of them have signed off on this deal.
Okay, so if 95% of them do and 5% don't, then I say you can't do it. You have to go somewhere else, find a different route, whatever it is. You have to get 100% because you can't use eminent domain for a private company.
The where they are at in North Dakota, all of this has already been approved by everybody in North Dakota. All the landowners in North Dakota have signed
except
off on
the
this.
Except for the Native Americans.
No, then it's not going over Native American land.
It absolutely is.
No, it's not.
It's going across their burial sites, their prayer sites, their waterways.
They've already had archaeologists out there that have said there are no historical
burial
grounds.
You just said 2 minutes ago that they've found artifacts.
They have found artifacts, not historical burial grounds.
Well,
dig up an arrowhead.
The Native Americans are saying that it is.
Does an arrowhead equate a burial ground?
It could.
They're not saying they're digging up bodies. They're saying we're hitting artifacts. They may be hitting pottery. They may be hitting arrowheads.
Right, which if they're hitting pottery and arrowheads and this and that, who's to not say that that's a prayer place? Or who's to say that that's not an important place to them? I'm surely not one to say that's important to them. I'm sure you can't be one that says that. I mean, yeah, sure, the government and the pipeline can say, dude, that's not important to you.
No, I understand.
Here's $1 million. Shut up. This is for the better good. This is for the better good of our pipeline. Shut your mouth. Take our money.
They tried to sit down with them for the last 2 years several times and talk to them about their concerns. No. All this was mapped out. It was shown to them. Nobody ever came to them from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. They're Sioux Indians, right?
Yep.
Nobody ever come to them and said, hey, these are historical sites to us. They have consulted many archaeologists.
So why, why did they sit down with them then? If this is not a concern,
they're going by their land.
Well, if they're just going
several Indian tribes.
If they're just going by their land, then they wouldn't have to talk to them. If I want to put a fence up on my property, I don't have to come over and say, hey, I'm going to put a fence 10 feet in on my property. Is it okay with you?
No, you don't have to.
Right. So if they're going to be a mile off of their property, then they just go ahead and plow that sucker through. They have to sit down and talk with them because they're going through their land.
No, they're not. These routes that they're saying we are exactly 1 mile north of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe land. We are not going through their land. But they wanted to sit down and talk to him just to be good neighbors. Here's the thing. They said they consulted them 3 to 4 times over a 2-year period, and these people wouldn't even talk to him.
Well, they don't have to talk to him.
Okay, so now all of a sudden, they're going to go ahead and go through with their project because they have all the permitting. They've got all the requirements done that they need to complete. And now all of a sudden, these environmental lawyers pop up, and they go and rile up this tribe, and these people want to come in onto private property. It's not even their property. They're going onto construction property. They're tying themselves to these bulldozers, cranes. They're setting cranes on fire. They're assaulting workers, and they have to call the cops. The very first time this whole deal happened, management come out to the property. They talk to the protesters for over an hour before they actually called law enforcement.
You know what? This was originally going to go across the Missouri River north of Bismarck. And then they decided to change the route because the people of Bismarck said, no, do this south of us in case this thing breaks. So because white people decided, you know what, we don't want this breaking north of us. We want this breaking south of us and messing up the people south of us. I'm going to guess we're going to disagree on this one. We all have our thoughts and ideas. Though,
well, the way I understood it was the pipeline was not going through the Sioux land. It was going too close to the Sioux land so that if there was an accident, it was going to destroy their water base and it was going to damage their, there was some burial grounds that would be damaged in case of an accident.
That's what they're claiming. Yes.
And they're also saying, you know, we've already been through enough fucking agreements with this government that that fell through.
Well, we broke every treaty that the government's ever made.
That's right.
Yeah.
Indians.
That's true.
So why on the earth would they want to fucking deal with the government anyway?
Absolutely. They're saying, leave us alone and we won't bother you.
Koch brothers.
That would be funny if all this time you thought I was saying cess, but I got a speech impediment.
I'm really sensuous.
Oh,
no.
Damn, he arrives with the...
I brought the trains with me.
You're too Tom Ricardi, motherfucker.
Yeah. We got kids. Close. big hair, and he got the big blonde hair.
Kids, stay in school, you'll be... That's right.
I went to college. I got a degree.
Already fucking up my edits before he's even said that. Already fucking up to you.
I'm here.